Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
The following original talk show is rated NU. No usury abuse is tolerated. Some content may be offensive to term life insurance plan owners. Chestertonian discretion is advised. If David Simpson had been Jerry Maguire and showed Leon the true money, it would have hit him over the head like the proverbial ton of bricks. Gold bricks, that is. Let David Simpson show you the true money every Wednesday at noon Central, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
That's right, everyone. It is money time. I am David Simpson. You are listening to the True Money Show from the Crusade Channel, the Veritas Radio Network, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. I tell you what, I got in my car. It was nice and sunny. There was this one giant gray cloud lingering in the sky, but, you know, whatever. It looked kind of ominous, but not that bad. Drive a couple of miles towards the studio, and it just came down. I mean, all of a sudden, the cloud got a lot bigger looking. Got a little rattle in my ear. Christopher, you got a little something over there? I don't know what that is, but either bad heads. Let me try this. Let's make sure my connection's good. No, man, I got this terrible rattle. All right. We'll work on that at the break. So anyway, it started coming down like cats and dogs out there. And it looks like it might have stopped. I don't know what this is all about, but don't you find the weather rather strange these days? Well, that's why I'm going to do a financial weather report.
It's southern summertime pattern.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, you know, that's true. Usually it's about 3 o'clock when it rains, not 11. Anyway, today is July 12th, 2017, 11 a.m., 11:10 a.m. Central, thereabouts. I'll be with you the next 2 hours for the best financial show on the airwaves, bar none. You know why? Because I actually tell you all...
Before you move on.
Yes?
There is actually a bar none in New York.
Really?
An actual bar.
That's good. That's good.
It's a New Orleans themed bar. It's actually the only place in New York where you can go to watch a Saints game.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Can you get a Hurricane?
You can. You can get a beat of beer, too.
Now, what an idea. You know, that's where we are. You know where we're going wrong?
What's that?
We're not taking what people love about New Orleans other places. We could do the same thing and just pick a city. Just go with Chicago. Well, we don't want Chicago. Let's pick a smaller city. Let's go to Omaha and just go over there and bring a New Orleans-style restaurant and New Orleans-style bar, and we'd make a killing.
Bring snowballs.
Bring snowballs. Right. You not snow balls. Cones. Mm-hmm. No. Snowballs. Everybody knows that snow has balls. Everyone knows that. Snow is male, and rain is female. All right, here we go. Welcome to the True Money Show. You can call in the show. It's so easy. By the way, I was getting such a fine response when I was guest hosting the Mike Church Show. I think I had 3 or 4 calls that day. It was really nice. So maybe we can do the same thing on the True Money Show, because the same phone number works for both shows. 844-527-8723. Now, we are broadcasting from the lovely Bulldog Kia Studio of the Crusade Channel. I happen to be in the smaller Studio D, my own little private room that they lock me in. And I do get my email in here, so I am allowed to check my email, and I have that open for you as well. David at tffco.com. If you'd like to email me, that's David at TomFrankFrankCharlesOscar.com. I have spoken about the purpose of this show so many times. I'm not going to do it today. I guess the long and short of it is this. We live in an evil, thieving, conniving money system. And there really is no way out of that until we decide we want true money again, and until we get rid of the Federal Reserve and all the market manipulations that come with it. That being said, and so part of my job is to expose that and to prove it. I don't want to just make wild claims here that I can't prove. I hope I prove it. And then beyond proving that, then I say, okay, but what do we do in the meantime to protect and defend ourselves in this environment in which we find ourselves? That's what I consider the point of my show. And so we'll continue to do that. Let me tell you what's on the show today. I told you I have a funny money segment. Well, I've got a not so funny money segment today. I'm going to reverse that. Sometimes my show comes across a little doom and gloom. It's really not. That's why we do, for the Financial Weather Report song, we do a song that kind of makes fun of doom and gloom, but we'll do that in a second. So I have a not so funny money segment. I've got the penny pinching pension problem. I'm going to start a new hero today, because for some reason I'm having trouble getting my guest scheduled, but I am trying ever more vigilantly to get that scheduled. And then, what else? Oh, yes, we're going to do a little called Making Peace with Money. I'll probably add that to my Financial Weather Report. And then, like I said, there's a lot to do on the show today. I probably will run out of time, and then you'll be mad at me because I promised you something and I didn't deliver. But that's okay. Let's start off with my financial question of the day before we get to the Financial Weather Report. The financial question of the day is just this. Why can't Americans be happy? Or maybe you're going to call in and tell me, I am happy. So tell me, why can't Americans enjoy life, or do they? That's the financial question of the day. I spoke of this a little bit on Mike's show last Friday when I was hosting for him. And I want to rekindle the conversation because I didn't spend a lot of time on it. And I wanted to get back to it because I think it's a much more important issue than we maybe give it credit for. So we're going to talk about that. Why can't Americans enjoy life, or do they enjoy life? So let's go. Well, there you go. I thank the Hee Haw crowd for hopping in here and singing that song for me once again. That always opens up the Financial Weather Report, and let me go find out what's happening in the market. I know all you guys are interested in this, so let's find out. Well, this might be a few minutes old, but here we go. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up $125.90, or 0.59%. The S&P 500. By the way, you notice I talked about this last week. The Dow Jones sitting there 21.5. It chugs up a little bit. It chugs down a little bit. It looks to me like it's tuckered out, but who knows? S&P 500 up $17.24, a little bit larger of a percentage. That's 0.71%. The EFA index is up all of 49 cents, but that's actually 0.75% of that index. That's EFA, if you want to check out the symbol. We say EFA. I think it's what does it mean? Europe, Far East, Asia. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of little, it's basically the developed foreign markets. I can't remember the exact why it's named that. And then you have the Ag index. Ag stands for the Barclays Aggregate Bond. The symbol's AGG. It's up 30 cents. That's odd. Bonds going up at the same time as stocks. I mean, they usually kind of go counter to one another, but not always. That's up 0.28%. And then finally, the Russell 2500, which is everything outside of the S&P 500, so it's a small and mid-cap arena, with some, obviously, with some large caps in there. It's up $4.79, or 0.87%. So that's the biggest percentage mover of the day for the ones that I'm looking at. I told you I was talking about making peace with money. I found an article actually entitled that, Making Peace with Money. It's by Paula Ossini, and this is from Kiplinger Online, the Kiplinger Finance Magazine Online, July 2017. She asked this question. Now, apparently she is a CFP, but also some kind of like, I don't know, psychologist or counselor of some sort. I think she kind of combines these two things into her practice, which is fine. She says, a lot of people are not really at peace with their finances. She says they are anxious about the future, about the markets, about their choices. You worry about college and retirement. You never really feel like you have a handle on the whole thing. That's how the article starts off. So I'm going to jump down a little bit and say and mention what she says the solution is if you are having this lack of peace with your money. She says this. The key to peace may very well lie in the art of letting go. Make a conscious decision to accept whatever lies on the other side of your best efforts. You know, I hear this kind of stuff a lot, and I would say it's okay about halfway. That'd be my new slogan, okay about halfway, when people get it about half right. And I hate to presume, I never say stuff like that. Everybody goes, oh, I guess you know everything, Dave. You're the smartest guy in the whole world. I'm not claiming to be the smartest guy in the whole world or to have definitive answers on all questions related to mankind. I do practice in this arena, and I do know that what she's describing as a problem is a real problem, and that is the uncertainties of the future and worry about money, et cetera. I realize that. But because I come from a slightly different angle in my background, I don't believe that a psychological answer is really the answer. In other words, we have lots of problems in today's society. And if all we had to do was, and I'm going to kind of pump my fist as I say, if all we had to do was think positively about it and they'd all go away. Well, if that were true, then all those self-help books that have been published about thinking, the power of positive thinking would have already cured the problem. And they haven't cured the problem. That's why I can make the statement that I don't think it's actually true completely. I'm not saying it's not necessary. Yes, does positive thinking help? I suppose it does. Do psychological responses to stimuli like this, can they determine the outcome? Yes, I think at times they can determine the outcome. If you just change your outlook, you can maybe change the outcome. That was a pretty fancy little statement, by the way. I just flew out of my mouth. If you change your outlook, you can change the outcome. I should become a motivational speaker. But I don't think it's enough because I believe you don't have peace usually because you lack a spiritual vision. So I have to ask the questions to Ms. Ossini, who wrote this article, Making Peace with Money. Is it true that blessed are the poor in spirit? I mean, don't we implicitly deny some biblical things when we make statements like all you got to do is let go and accept whatever lies on the other side, some kind of complacent willingness to go along with things? Aren't we denying the biblical stricture that says, blessed are the poor in spirit? Because she's saying, no, don't worry about being poor or poor in spirit. She's saying, be rich and then deal with all the anxiety some other way. What about this? Is it true that it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle? If that admonition is true, and as a Christian, I would hope that most people would accept that reality, then why are we all striving so darn hard to be rich? We want to make it harder for ourselves to enter heaven? Oh, no, just let go and accept whatever lies on the other side. Get all that money and then let go. No. I don't think a psychological response is going to fix this. What about this one? Our detachment – and liberality, are they virtues or are they not? Look, either you accept that money and prosperity is going to bring you happiness, or you believe that something else is going to bring you happiness. And the spiritual vision says it's something else. And so even though I work in the money world, I regularly talk about things spiritual. Why? Because I don't want my clients to get wrapped up in the chasing of their tail and the chasing of materiality. It's going to destroy them either in this world or the next. So I say if you really want to let go of something, let go of your money. Or make your money let go of you. That's usually how it actually is. No one is going to ask how much money you died with today. So, big question, what will they say? Or what will they be asking at your funeral? Maybe if we thought about that a little bit more, we could get rid of these so-called money anxieties, because it wouldn't play quite as big a deal in our life.